love too far, then refuse to help me. I was on the edge of something greater than before, but nobody told me. You sexual. You've been strong for so long. You learned to carry this on your own.
If you know the band The XX, then I would assume you know one of the band's singers, Romy. Well, recently, Romy released her debut album, solo album, called Midair. We just heard the song Strong from Romy. In the middle, it is new music from innovative British singer, songwriter, producer, dancer, and filmmaker FKA Twigs. She's an artist who ignores genre in favor of emotional impact. Well, FKA Twigs, back in January, released her latest third album, Eusexua. It's an album that takes her approach of emotion over genre to play with the complexities of intimacy and identity. It is great listening, and we will definitely be featuring more of it here on the program. I can't believe it's taken since January for me to get my hands on it, but I am so glad I did. And then kicking off the set, Los Angeles singer-songwriter Nayla Hunter. From her latest album, Love Gaze, we heard the song Finding Mirrors. Okay, how about some dark dance, neo-disco kind of sounds? It's the band Desire right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Yeah.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Music right there from Los Angeles-based electropop singer-songwriter Ali X. From her most recent album, Girl With No Face, we heard the title track, Girl With No Face, from Ali X. And then in the middle, it is music from Hamilton DJ, producer, songwriter, Jesse Lanza. From her latest album, Love Hallucination, we heard the song Limbo. And then starting that set off, it is music from Montreal dark dance electro duo Desire, teaming up with Wolfram for the song Sad Ibiza Song. That comes from a compilation album called After Dark 4. That about does it, my friends. I hate to say that we've come to the end of this Girly So Groovy, but we are at my least favorite time of the week. We are wrapping up this show. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full nearly 24 years, yes, July marks the 24th anniversary of Girly So Groovy. We've been proudly broadcasting at the University of Windsor on CJAM 99.1 FM, our mothership station for 24 years now in the Windsor and Detroit listening area. Since then, I am proud to say we are syndicated coast to coast across Canada and into the United States. Over 19 community and campus stations make time in their busy schedules for Girly So Groovy. Unfortunately, I don't have time to list every single station, but each week I love doing a shout out to at least one of the stations that features Girly So Groovy. So this week I want to do a huge shout out to anyone in Sydney, Nova Scotia. We are on Tuesday afternoons in Sydney, Nova Scotia from noon until 2 o'clock on CJBU Caper Radio 107.3 FM. The fact that we are heard, like I say, from coast to coast and into the U.S. just thrills me. And the fact that these stations make time. Again, if you are listening to your favorite or community campus station, I am saying hello to you right now, wherever you may be. If you're one of the nearly 2,500 people who listen and follow through our Mixcloud listening page, a hearty hello to you as well. If you're wondering what I mean by this, if you ever miss an episode or would love to just listen again, know that you can find Girly So Groovy online absolutely for free. No membership required. All you have to do is go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy ending with an IE. And like I say, 10 weeks worth of the program just waiting for you to listen at your leisure. Also to stay in touch with the show all week long, find us on social media. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook. We are Girly So Groovy there. With that, you can message me any requests you have for the show. You can check out the playlists in print, as well as find links to our Mixcloud page and links to the bands and musicians featured. Speaking of requests, June is right around the corner. It actually could be June, depending where you are and when this recording is being played. But that means I'm going to be looking at doing some kind of Pride programming for June. If there is any Pride artist that you would like me to feature, definitely send me a message and I will try and work that into the month of June for us. All right, friends, let's wrap up this episode. I feel like that last set played with dark dance rhythm, so why not finish with something like that? How about we go all the way back to 2011, when Toronto indie electronic outfit Astra first debuted with their album Feel It Break. I'm going to leave you with Astra and her gorgeous song Lose It. Here is Astra right now here on Girly So Groovy.
are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. A federal government initiative called the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, has made headlines in recent months. In April, the Trump administration fired LIHEAP staffers, and the president has proposed cutting the program entirely. LIHEAP has existed for decades and helps families who are struggling to pay their energy bills. Low-income households can apply to LIHEAP via states, local governments, and community groups and receive funding to pay for part of their bills. This money is usually sent directly to the utility company to help cover the cost of oil, gas, or electric heat. In some cases, the funding helps prevent imminent shutoffs or restores people's service, so it can be a critical lifeline, especially during the cold winter months. And in some states, LIHEAP can help pay for air conditioning in the summer, keeping people safe during extreme heat waves. To help reduce people's need for energy in the first place, the program also often funds retrofits like home air sealing and insulation. Last year, more than 50 million U.S. residents struggled to pay at least one energy bill. So many families are anxious to learn if they will still be able to rely on support from LIHEAP to help them stay safe and comfortable in their homes. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Hello, I'm Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., and together we'll explore new dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.